Good morning. Thanks for joining me. I'm very excited about today's show just because I have skydived twice. The scariest thing I've ever done in my life for the first time, but then I went back and did it again. And you may not know this, but Skydive Orange is just down the street here from Fredericksburg, and it is one of the largest skydiving clubs in the country. And they have lots of opportunities for people who are just starting out all the way to people who skydive quite often. So today I have with me Gigi Rucker, who's the drop zone manager at Skydive Orange, and Ned Woolen, who's an instructor and he runs the student training program. Good morning, Gigi and Ned.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, I'm very excited. Now, my first question just is, Gigi, what is a drop zone manager?
Drop zone manager, I pretty much run all the mundane everyday operations that stand behind all the fun jumping. It is scheduling staff, safety procedures, facilities upkeep.
You keep the show running.
Yes.
They're very good. Tell us a little about Skydive Orange. When was the business started? And just kind of a little background of what is available out there.
Skydive Orange has existed for nearly 40 years. Officially in 86, we were incorporated as Skydive Orange, and we have always operated out of Orange County Airport. We offer a student program that can bring a first-time jumper all the way through their licensing, and past that, we offer further training to where someone could prepare even potentially for becoming a competitor.
And what is the club like? Is that a group of professional skydivers, or Ned? Go ahead.
It's quite an assortment of diverse individuals. Really, skydiving doesn't fit any particular demographic. Ages go from anywhere from 18 to up into the 90s. People come from all walks of life with all different reasons for coming out here to make their first skydive with us at Orange. They just run a huge gamut of different personality types and different backgrounds.
And what does the club provide? Is it social or?
Well, social behind the scenes. During the jump day, we do our best. We strive to provide the safest skydiving environment we can. There's always risk involved, but we try to constantly look for things that can go wrong and avoid them before they happen. We try to give the best training and instruction to people who come to us not knowing what to expect. People come to us for different reasons. I think some of us, or some first-timers, just have the dream of flight that I think we're all born with to some degree. Other people think of skydiving and they think of scary things like, you know, what if my parachute doesn't open? Do I really want to do this? And the reality of skydiving is actually, in some ways, it's very different. It's a lot more fun than you'd think. If somebody's afraid of heights, it doesn't matter. You're so high, it doesn't look real. When you step out of an airplane, it's really not a falling sensation. It's like laying on a big bed of air. It's kind of like laying on your tummy in a big hand. It's largely a visual sport. Many great writers have tried to describe skydiving and found it to be almost impossible. It's largely a visual sport. It's something you have to experience physically. It's cold. It's noisy. It's windy. It's like being a bug in a vacuum cleaner hose in a cold, noisy day. Initially, you step out of the plane and it's overwhelming. As time goes on and, you know, in your first jump, you look around a little more and start to realize, hey, this is really fun.
I must say, the first time I skydived, I was most amazed by the fact that it did not feel like falling. Mm-hmm. After that initial, oh my goodness, of jumping out the plane, I kept saying out loud, I feel like I'm flying. So it
and,
was.
And it does feel.
Go ahead.
Like flying. It does feel like flying. I still remember my first jump. I was so scared once I got to the door that I remember thinking, why? And if it wasn't for my ego, I would have gladly stepped back into the airplane. But once I left that door, I guess for a 24-year-old kid at the time, it was like, all right, well, it's done. Might as well enjoy it. And it was a life-changing experience for me.
Well, you came back again and again because now you're a drop zone manager.
Yes, obviously.
Why, Gigi, what was your reason for your first skydive?
Interesting enough, I had no intentions of skydiving whatsoever. I just wanted to get out of town with a friend, tagged along, and did not expect to make that first jump. And And I was, it changed my life. It took that one time.
So you got to the airport with your friend just to watch?
Yes.
And all of a sudden?
All of a sudden, I found myself in an airplane, and then all of a sudden, I could not leave that airport.
Oh, wow. And Ned, what about you? What was your first time
skydiving? It was an unknown quantity. It sounded interesting, and there were these, I knew we had all these perceptions of things that I dreamed that stepping out of an airplane might be like. And I figured it was time to go and experience it and see what the reality was. And as a fear and you know, apprehension builds, gets worse and worse, once you're out of the door of the plane and there's no going back, that totally goes away. It's just amazing. So it kind of builds up, you know, the apprehension builds up, and then it's a whole different world once you're out the door. To me, starting a skydive is like starting a game of chess. You really don't, you know, it's boring. It's like, all right, well, what do I do? Then once you get going, it's like, wow, this is amazing. And even though I've made about 3,000 jumps myself, you never really come to the end of the amazing things you can do in the air. People who don't jump generally live in two dimensions. Skydivers live in three dimensions.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, everybody can, you know, you walk around on the ground, you can go left or right or forwards or backwards, but the third dimension, you know, vertical, stepping out of a plane, it just opens up, you know, a whole other order of possibilities. When I first started jumping, the big thing was just to step out of a plane, arch, tummy to earth, and fly up to each other and hold hands and make formations, and that was an amazing thing. And it's only in the last 10 or 12 or 15 years that skydivers have become more adventurous and tried to free-falling and standing positions, head down, head up. And it doesn't sound like anything that different, but when you get really good at it, it just increases the possibilities for things you can do in the air, you know, in ways that we couldn't have imagined when we first started jumping back in 1978. And then there's wingsuits, the technology of flying wingsuits. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing now. It's just amazing. Things that we never could have dreamed of back when I started jumping have become a reality. It's just like, if you want to, you know, wonder what it's like to fly like a bird. If you make a couple hundred jumps, we can get you through our wingsuit school at Skydive Orange. It starts at the first jump. If you go to skydiveorange.com, we have our basic first jump information. There's a link there for the wingsuit school. And but when you're wearing a wingsuit, I mean, you can fly and swoop, and you just have an incredible
wow.
amount of freedom. It's just amazing. It's something you really have to experience to understand.
Now, you said you've had more than 3,000 skydives. Mm-hmm. Does that apprehension, does the adrenaline still pump every time the plane's ascending?
It does, sometimes in a different way. Everybody who starts skydiving has a different threshold at which the tipping point where it's less apprehension and more fun, you know, it's less fear, and it gets to a point where you feel like a little kid jumping into a big pile of leaves, and mm-hmm. you just want to jump and jump and jump again and again and again. So it's different for everybody where that tipping point is.
What about you, Gigi? Do you still, when you are preparing to jump, do you still have an adrenaline rush?
Yes, that is always there. Except for from fear, it turns into just that joy from jumping and excitement about the jump and anticipating the next new thing you get to do up there.
I remember my first jump. I have wanted to skydive for a very, very long time, and I didn't expect to be as frightened as I was. And as we leveled off at 13,000 feet and began to slide toward the door, I remember I turned around to the man I was tandem with and said, I don't think I can do this. I had never experienced such a level of fear in my life. I still haven't, but I had been bragging to my son, who's in college, that I was going to skydive. So as I was standing at the door, I thought, I have to do this because I told my son I was going to. And you were absolutely right. The moment it was that step out the door that was terrifying, and the moment I was out the door, it was exhilarating, exciting, wonderful. So that's one of my reasons I wanted to have the show today with you all on, is just to share that excitement and the opportunities right here in our area. So when we come back, we're going to talk more with Gigi Rucker and Ned Woolen of Skydive Orange. You're listening to Town Talk on 1230 AM. Thanks. Thanks for joining me today on Town Talk. We are here with Gigi Rutker, Drop Zone Manager, and Ned Woolen, who runs the student training program at Skydive Orange, right here in Orange, Virginia, outside of Fredericksburg. Ned, if someone is listening and they want to skydive for the first time, of course they're going to call, make an appointment, but what happens when they get to Skydive Orange?
Well, when they get here, there's a lot of paperwork to fill out, a video to watch, and typical train anywhere from 2 to 20 people in a group. The actual training for skydiving is fairly simple. It's mostly body position once you're out of the plane, arching, which if you do a good job of it can make the instructor's job a lot easier, and it can give you a better introduction to skydiving as well. You don't really need to have a whole lot of knowledge for a first tandem skydive, because it's like learning to fly with a flight instructor there every step of the way.
And your first skydive is tandem, so people need to know that.
Yes, that's what we recommend for lots of really good reasons. It kind of allows you to just kind of kick back and bask in the glory of free fall without having to have hours and hours worth of ground training on your mind. Like before someone jumps, other than tandem, jumping, you know, by themselves or with a couple of instructors alongside them, they'd have to go through about 6 hours of ground school. But tandem is a much more practical, introduction to the sport for a non-jumper. When you step out of the plane, it's about almost a minute of free fall. Your jump plane takes as many as 22 jumpers to over 2.5 miles high, so it's almost a minute of free fall time. And you can either watch your altimeter and pull it handle to open the parachute at 5,500 feet, or if you don't, our instructors usually do because they're helpful that way. And then you can the parachute ride is a whole other aspect of the sport. After having done the free fall, we can teach you how to fly the parachute. You can reach up and take the steering controls, and It's a really good feeling of freedom, just sort of zipping around the sky under modern tandem parachute systems. Or if you want to just go along for the ride and let the instructor take care of it, that's okay too.
Is there any special dress code when you come out to skydive?
Nothing that unusual, especially like sneakers or tennis shoes. You don't want to have anything in your pockets. Blue jeans and a t-shirt works well. Well, if it's cold at all, we'll give you a jumpsuit to wear, or at least jump pants. We have like motorcycle pants, so if it's wet and muddy, it makes for a better landing. Generally, you come sliding across the ground in your first landing. But no real dress code, but definitely empty pockets. You don't want to be wearing any extra jewelry or anything.
Exactly. And it's interesting, too, you had mentioned the free fall and the size of the plane, because in my two experiences, the first time I went skydiving, it was a larger plane, and we went to 13,000 feet, and the free fall was almost a minute. And the second time I went, we didn't go as high, and the free fall was only 30 seconds. And I was so disappointed because I love that free fall. And also the first time, the instructor allowed me to fly the parachute. So there are differences in where you go, what your experience will be like. What is it that Skydive Orange provides for that experience?
Well, first of all, we have one of the best jump planes on the East Coast. It takes as many as 22 jumpers to over 13,500 feet. And once somebody starts skydiving, they generally want to get as much free fall as they can, because that's where most of the fun is. On a busy day, some skydiving centers will just, the busier they are, the lower they'll jump from, just to get more people up, more people as they can, more people through the door until they make more money. We're not just in it for the money. We're a skydiving club. We want people to come here and join our way of life skydiving. We have newer parachute systems than most of the other skydiving places have. We try to replace the tandem parachutes every year, which is a huge investment. Modern technology isn't cheap. But this way they have the latest updates and latest safety devices. The equipment we have now at Skydive Orange is just things we couldn't have dreamed of back when I started jumping in 1979. The parachutes open softer, they land softer, they fly better, they're easier to fly, and the safety backup devices are just incredible. Some of the technology behind it. So it's a lot safer than it used to be. But we definitely have one of the best jump planes, and also if somebody wants to continue jumping and get into the sport and go through the AFF skydiving certification program we have at Skydive Orange, if you go to skydiveorange.com and click the Learn to Skydive link, you'll see that outlined. If you're just interested in a tandem, go to skydiveorange.com and click the tandem link. You've got a photo gallery there that gives you an idea what the tandem first jump experience is like. But if somebody wants to go through the whole accelerated freefall training program, we teach it just like it is in the United States Parachute Association's Skydivers Information Manual. Student program and the official USPA student program was actually written at Skydive Orange by one of our instructors at the time, kind of in a response to a lot of drop zone owners found that people would go through the ground training and they teach them free fall skills, but they'd still get hurt because they didn't really have the background and hands-on one-on-one instruction to fly modern parachutes as safely as they could be flown. So we try to be very safety-oriented. And usually when people get hurt skydiving, it's almost never the kind of things that a non-jumper worries about. A non-jumper is worrying about, what if my parachute doesn't open? Well, this guy in my first jump class, I'm thinking, what if this guy doesn't pay attention to where he's going and flies into another jumper or flies into a fence? So we try to head that off by covering all the bases in our training program to minimize the chances of basic injuries like that.
And parachutes have changed drastically over the years. We no longer have the round parachute with the hole in the middle.
No more round parachutes with holes in the middle. And even the square parachutes are just eons away from what they were when I first started jumping. The initial square parachutes didn't have the controllability. They opened hard. They landed hard. Little nuances in aerodynamics that the manufacturers are including in them now are just make them open so much softer. malfunction rates are much lower. It's very, you know, it used to be on a typical slow day, on a slow weekend, there'd be a couple people having to use the reserves, but now they're just, there's better packing instructions, and they're just made better, so they're less likely to malfunction. So softer openings, softer landings, better backup devices, and it's possible for somebody who's getting older in their 70s, 80s, or even 90s to skydive, whereas 30 or 40 years ago, the occasional hard opening would have pretty much precluded older people from continuing this sport.
Is that because of the stress on joints and bones, or what was that about?
Well, the parachutes are designed so they open more gradually now, mm-hmm. so you don't generally have the hard openings. So it's a hard openings for skydiving. It would, years ago, made it, you know, a young man's sport. But now even little old ladies can come out and make their first jump with us. And it's a really neat thing to be able to give somebody. Here, somebody is, they don't really know what to expect. They've seen the pictures on Skydive Orange, what a tandem jump is like. But then they actually experience it, and they find that, you know, they find that their original concerns about fear and the apprehension are unfounded, and they find out how easy it is and how much fun it is, and they leave with a great big smile on their face. And, you know, a big smile is a good thing to give someone.
You had said earlier, too, that you all replace your tandem chutes once a year. And, Gigi, you had mentioned that about the business, that even though it's a business, you really invest your profits back into the sport. Explain that a little bit.
We reinvest our profits into facilities upkeep and in providing further training for licensed skydivers, offer a community for those that join our club. They are world-class competitors in our sport that we try to bring over to our jumpers so that they have someone to learn from. And like I said, all of our profits go into further developing the sport and promoting the sport.
I'm talking with Gigi Rucker and Ned Woolen of Skydive Orange. We're going to take a break and then come back and share some more stories. You're listening to Town Talk on 1230 AM. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We're talking about skydiving today. I have Gigi Rucker, Drop Zone Manager, and Ned Woolen. He runs the student training program at Skydive Orange in the area. If people are interested in skydiving, but they're not quite sure, can they just come out and watch?
They certainly can. Usually we start this time of year, we start at 9 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday mornings. It wouldn't hurt to give us a call at 703 Skydive ahead of time just to make sure we're jumping as planned, that we don't see any really big weather issues. There's directions to Skydive Orange on skydiveorange.com. We're easy to get to, right off Route 20 in Orange. We encourage people to come out and watch. You can watch the training going on. We have bleachers where you can watch the skydivers land. You can watch the experienced jumpers and students practicing for the jumps and reviewing. If they come here first thing in the morning right at opening time, they'll probably see some of our progressing skydiving certification students going through their morning emergency procedure drills. We practice pulling emergency handles on the harness, so in the unlikely event that they do have a malfunction, we'll be able to deal with it and be prepared to do everything as safely as possible. But yeah, we do encourage people to come out.
And you can also come out, I'm imagining, if someone you know is jumping and you don't want to, you could still come and watch them.
You certainly can. You can watch the training process. You can watch them get in the plane. In fact, for like $30, you can ride along in the plane as well and see it from the air.
That would be fun.
Or you can be there and near the landing area and watch them land either way.
Or be like Gigi and go along for the ride and end up deciding you want to jump for your first time too, because it looks so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't make it out with your friend, be sure to have them buy the video and photo package. A lot of skydiving centers just stick a hand cam on the instructor's wrist. We actually send a separate camera jumper along, which is good because it doesn't distract the instructor. And by doing that, you have a high quality outside video, or video and photo packages are done in high definition video. You can get a nicely edited DVD or USB drive video. We can arrange to give you the raw footage if you're into doing the editing. And then the photo package, typically our camera person will snap anywhere from 100 to 150 photos. And out of that, chances are there'll be about 2 to 3 dozen high quality skydiving photos of your friend jumping. Probably about 2 to 3 dozen that you really like that are super high quality, high resolution. So if anybody wants to make their first jump at Skydive Orange, we can arrange one of the best photo and video packages you'll find anywhere.
Now, you also organize competitions. Is that correct? Or you host some competitions?
We do host amateur competitions at our place. It provides our newly licensed jumpers to get a taste of competing in the sport and perhaps encourage them to get better and continue and maybe one day get to national level.
So there is actually national level skydiving competition.
Yes.
What kind of things are these skydivers doing in a competition?
Well, it is a little difficult to convey what we do during national skydiving competitions to someone who is actually not a jumper. There are multiple disciplines. They involve anything from formation skydives, teams of four and teams of eight, teams of 16.
Okay.
As well as free flying and parachute piloting competitions in terms of accuracy as well as speed.
I know a lot of those are available to watch on YouTube, so people may be more aware of that.
Skydive Orange does have its own YouTube channel. If you go to skydiveorange.com and click on the YouTube logo, you'll see some people making their tandem first jumps as well as the experienced jumpers. Most of what you'll see on YouTube is just random skydives that experienced jumpers just having fun, but there are some competition videos in there as well, I believe.
And then you have a Cinco de Mayo event coming up in May.
Yes, we do.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Cinco de Mayo, during some of the events that we organize during the year, we bring in multiple aircraft, try to offer our licensed jumpers a variety of aircraft. Some of them you can exit the airplane on the side, some of them you can exit the airplane from the back. Sometimes we're lucky enough to be able to bring in a helicopter.
Wow.
And we also bring in the bigger names in the sport, and our jumpers get an opportunity to make a skydive with them and learn from them, see who they are, meet them, to increase the sense of community, and inevitably turns into a big party on Saturday.
And that's a Cinco de Mayo boogie, as you call it.
Yes.
And it's May 2nd and 3rd at Skydive Orange. Is that open to the public if they want to come watch?
During the day, absolutely.
And they can make first jumps as well. All
You'll
day
still
long,
be
both
doing
days. Certainly, it works well. It helps keep the planes flying, and it's more to see.
And inspire them. How is it? How does a difference in the aircraft make the jump different? You were talking about side, exiting from the side, the back, a helicopter. I know some planes are big enough you can stand and step out of the plane. Some you have to sit on the side. How does that affect the jump?
With the tailgate aircraft, it's just like stepping out a garage door into free fall. And I think with the tailgate aircraft, it's more of a rapid change in environment. Inside the back of the plane, you really don't feel that much wind, and then it's like doing a belly whopper out the back, and it's all of a sudden so much more wind in your face. And so it's a more of a drastic change in environment. When you're stepping sideways out the door of the plane like we usually have, you feel the noise and the wind, and it's like, okay, well, it's not that different as you step out into free fall. A helicopter or a hot air balloon, on the other hand, very different. Hot air balloon in particular, hot air balloon rides, I think, are great. Not that we usually have a hot air balloon at the boogie, but with a helicopter or hot air balloon, you're really not falling. You don't have that much airspeed. So even for an experienced jumper making their first jump from a helicopter or hot air balloon, you have more of a sensation of falling, like a coyote roadrunner type falling thing than you do with a regular jump plane.
Is that because that helicopter and that hot air balloon are stationary?
They're
or
stationary,
hovering.
And once you step out, you're not already in a 80 mile an hour wind. You go
it's
from
all
a
physics.
No wind, especially with a hot air balloon. I never realized how noisy skydiving was until I made my first hot air balloon jump. Total silence, and I heard this strange sound I hadn't really noticed. It was just my jumpsuit rustling in the breeze, and it got noisier and noisier. Skydiving's a very noisy sport. It's like having a jet engine blowing in your ears the whole time. So it's very noisy, and you notice that more with a balloon jump than with the regular jump planes that we have at Skydive Orange.
How do you jump out of a balloon? Do you have to climb up on the gondola?
Just climb up beside and just kind of fall out.
No. That's pretty amazing. All right, so if people they've come out to Skydive Orange, they've watched, they've been inspired, they've done their first tandem jump, and then they think, you know, I'd like to go further with this.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then? What are their options?
Well, they can just give us a call at skydiveorange.com to set up usually a Saturday or Sunday morning 6-hour ground school to do with their first accelerated free fall jump. We teach them how the parachutes fly. We teach them about the landing pattern. We try to cover what to do in case of malfunction and emergency, and we try to rehearse it enough so it'll become second nature to them in the instance that they do have that. So they sign in the morning, usually at 8 o'clock for the 6-hour ground school to make their first jump. And we basically rehearse their procedures, everything they'll do in free fall, altimeter checks, I'll check with each instructor, hand signals that we'll use in free fall.
So even though they're jumping alone, as far as they're not tandem attached to someone, they're not alone. Is that correct?
That's right. On the first non-tandem jump, there will be two instructors in free fall with them, one holding on each side to kind of give them a little guidance. And I tell the students that our instructors are there for their guidance, enjoyment, and amusement, but that it's their job to check their altimeter and to pull the handle to open their own parachute at 5,500 feet.
Make sure you're paying attention. Mm-hmm. How do you that just to me seems so unbelievable to transition from being in a tandem jump to doing it by yourself. Do you remember that when that you did that the first time?
Well, there are differences, but there's also similarities. If you close your eyes in free fall, which I don't recommend, by the way, if you close your eyes in free fall and are arching, it feels about the same on a tandem jump as it does if you're all by yourself, as it would on a jump with a couple instructors holding on either side. On either tandem or accelerated free fall, you can check your altimeter, and pull the handle, which is in the same place, to open the parachute. Once the parachute opens, it flies about the same. So we go through the same landing drills, flaring the parachute and getting a feel for how it slows down when you pull the steering controls down and making turns. So it's different in a lot of ways, but it's also the same in a lot of ways.
Why is it called accelerated free fall?
Well, it's not that you're falling faster. I think it's kind of a dumb name myself, but it's actually called accelerated free fall because it's a faster skydiving training program than the old static line training program which is all we had, 35 years ago. So people are getting into the sport now. I totally envy them because we can do a better ground school with them. They start out better. There's resources. They can travel to one of the wind tunnels, like the one they just built in Virginia Beach called iFly. They can get free fall time in the tunnels and learn the basic, so many basic free fall skills. Our jump planes go to 13,500 feet, which is way better we had than when I first started jumping. So you're getting more free fall time at Skydive Orange and a lot of skydiving places that just have small planes because you're going higher. And you just have more time in free fall to experiment and practice basic free fall skills.
I like more time in free fall, definitely.
Me too. Me too. We all do. That's why we have to keep doing again and again and again.
Addicted to adrenaline. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is it for people who have not skydived and they think, okay, I'm okay with jumping out the plane. This sounds fun to free fall, but the landing scares me. But if you've never done it, maybe you don't know. So what is it like to land?
Well, it's sort of like a sliding into home plate type landing. Just before landing, the instructor pulls the steering controls down that turns forward airspeed into lift. So in principle, a parachute flies and lands the same way that an airplane does. So what we want the first timer to do is pick their feet up ahead of them so they come sliding under the rear end so that the instructor's feet touch down first. If you get a great big tall person who doesn't do that and tries to stand up and the instructor flops on top of them, that makes for some very awkward, uncomfortable landings. But if you go to skydiveorange.com and click the photo gallery link, there's a series of landing photos. So generally, if the winds cooperate with a well-done, well-timed landing flare in the instructor's part, you just feel yourself slow down for that last 10 or 20 feet just before landing. So it's usually a fairly soft landing. Not every time. I mean, never know what the wind's going to do. If you get a bad gust of wind or something, you can have a harder landing. But for the most part, the landings are pretty soft. And if you go to skydiveorange.com and click the video link or watch the YouTube channel, you can see some of the tandems. You can see the whole tandem free fall process and you can see how they land as well.
Or just go on out and watch. It is so beautiful to see those mm-hmm. parachutes coming down. Mm-hmm. I was struck with how accurate the landings are, mm-hmm. that you're jumping out of this plane at 13,000 feet and you are landing within like a bullseye area or mm-hmm. And how that was possible was so fascinating to me.
Well, biggest reason that the tandem landings are usually fairly good and is because the experience that our instructors have. If somebody comes to us who has all the ratings and been taking people in tandem jumps other places, we require that they have good references. They have to have taken at least 500 people on tandems somewhere else before we'll let them work with us. If they haven't jumped at Orange, we require them to make at least 50 skydives, non-tandem skydives here at Skydive Orange, so we can get a feel for their general safety habits. We've had people come to us who wanting to work for us, and it turns out they didn't really understand the concept of a landing pattern, which is a very critical thing for skydiving safety. Usually when people get hurt skydiving, it's errors on landing. We try to take that out of the equation by only hiring some of the best best tandem instructors, and so they're pretty well vetted before we allow them to take one of our first jump customers with us. So I guess the answer to that is practice, a lot of practice. It's something that only comes with a lot of time in the sport and a lot of repetition. And it's really not that hard to do if you're a licensed jumper who makes, a couple hundred jumps a year, especially at the same drop zone. And we also have state-of-the-art parachute equipment, which makes it a lot easier to give our customers more consistent, safe landings. I'm not saying that somebody can't get hurt skydiving. There's not a skydiving place in the world that can take all the risk out of it, but we try to minimize the risk for somebody getting hurt.
As I always tell my friends who can't believe I have skydived. Mm. It's, to me, safer than driving on I-95, personally.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends on the driver.
Well, the other drivers. When we come back, we're going to wrap up our conversation about skydiving and all of the possibilities and opportunities at Skydive Orange. I'm talking with Gigi Rucker, the Drop Zone Manager, and Ned Woolen, who runs the student training program. I'm Susan Larson, and this is Town Talk on News Talk 1230. We'll be right back. Good morning. We are talking about skydiving with Gigi Rucker and Ned Woolen from Skydive Orange. We were continuing the conversation about once you've tried skydiving and you're hooked, what's next? You can enroll in the student training program, which, Ned, you run that out at Skydive Orange. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you start with the basics, but what does the student training program then educate you to do?
Well, as you progress through the student program all the way, you're gradually picking up new free fall skills and new parachute flying skills. It's a 25 jump program to get your license. Once you've gone through the whole thing, basically it's still just a license to learn. It allows you to make more jumps. Once you've gotten your skydiving certification with us after a 25 jump program, you can go to pretty much any skydiving place in the country and just, you know, pretty much stroll up and sign up and hop on the airplane. Assuming it's a full-service skydiving place rather than just one of the places that does nothing but tandem jumps. Basically, it's a license to learn. If you make about a minimum of like 200 jumps, that's a basic recommendation to learn to fly a wingsuit. We have a really good wingsuit school with rental wingsuit parachutes. If you ever dreamed of like flying like a bird or zipping around through the clouds or near the clouds, no nearer than the clouds in the FAA likes, or jumping off or you know, mountains and bridges and flying around. It's just amazing the possibilities for learning to do wingsuit. We can teach you to do formation flights, skydiving formations. It's one of the older disciplines in the sport, jumping out with anywhere from 1 to 20 or 200 friends and making big formations. We can send you in a course of instruction to learn to do base jumps, wingsuit jumps, formation skydiving.
At what point do you, if you decide you wanted to compete, is there a requirement for being in a competition? Do you have to be licensed?
Well, yes, you do need to be at least a licensed jumper. Occasionally we'll hold skydiving scrambles competitions, which is really neat. And scrambles means you scramble up, you mix up people with large numbers of jumps, people who've just gone through the training program and just gotten their licenses. And it's kind of a challenge for everybody of different skill levels to work in a team to make as many formations as they can from the time they step out of the plane until their working time's over at opening altitude. So skydiving competitions are a lot of fun as well. Scrambles are fairly popular.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Gigi, go ahead.
To sneak in back to the student program, I it is a comprehensive program, and taking you from jump one, where you're learning everything and the absolute basics of free fall in your initial emergency procedure training, as you go through, it is really exciting learning everything and anything that you possibly can about your equipment, how it exactly works, why it works the way it does, how it's put together. And as you continue, initially, the jump masters are, it's their job to be with you in free fall. Eventually, you start being prepared to free fall with someone else. You get prepared for basic group free fall. And then towards the end of the program, it actually turns around and starts preparing you how to fly relevant to someone else. Hence why the skydiving certification is such a big deal. What it does show that you have the minimum skills at least to safely free fall with someone else who is not an instructor and hence ready to join your friends in the fun.
You need to know how to move your body around during that time because you can run into somebody.
Yes, it does. Believe it or not, you can actually speed up or slow down, move forward, go backwards, sideways. And these are all skills that are built up through the student program.
It's amazing how much control you have when you are in the air like that.
Yes.
And you can learn all of that. So we've been talking all morning about Skydive Orange. Tell us when you're open and how people find you.
People can find us at www.skydiveorange.com. Of course, this is our website, but we are located in Orange County Airport in Orange, Virginia. We are not too far from Fredericksburg, just down Route 20, right off the road.
It's very close.
Very close, yes. We are always open on weekends, and weekdays we do open on demand. Our schedule is listed on our website. You're always welcome to check us out. Again, skydiveorange.com.
And you do, go ahead.
Starting in May, we'll be open pretty much every day except Mondays and Tuesdays. We're also open federal holidays, so if you got a college holiday Monday coming along, we'll be glad to fix you up with a skydive. If you check out skydiveorange.com, you can schedule online, or if you have any questions or problem scheduling, just give us a call at 703-SKYDIVE. We can schedule your first jump, and for repeat jumps, just email us a couple days ahead as you're going through the skydiving training program.
So it is a good idea to make an advance reservation?
It would be a good idea. Yeah. Otherwise, we might be booked up. As the season progresses, we get busier and busier, so we do book up sometimes. It'd be a good idea to schedule online or call 703-SKYDIVE or schedule on skydiveorange.com either way.
Thank you so much for being with me today. It's been fun to hear about skydiving. And remember, if you are listening and you're at all curious, you can go out to Skydive Orange off of Route 20 in Orange, Virginia, and be a spectator. As Gigi and Ned were telling us, they have bleachers there where you can watch people training and preparing and landing. And you can yourself then decide if you would like to take this great opportunity to skydive. Skydive Orange again in Orange, Virginia. Gigi Rutker, Drop Zone Manager. Ned Woolen, instructor running the student training program. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks a bunch.
I'm Susan Larson of Fredericksburg Today Online News. Find me at Fredericksburg.today and on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.